The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, the Olympics.
Now, you had a tremendous amount of success in the Olympics.
Nick Bonino.
Hey, guys, what are your thoughts on Nick Bonino?
Yeah, I like Nick Bonino.
Who?
Nick Bonino.
Walker Buehler.
With all due respect, this guy isn't exactly Rick or Henderson. Look at his bump. He's got a little pitcher bump, skinny legs. No, I took a hard look at it. You got to do your research, right?
Chocolate bars.
Look at some of these people. Snickers, caramel, Butterfinger. I don't even know what a forfeit it is. Eat more. Oh, Henry, all taken before the original candy bar.
It's time for Struds On.
Heavy shots. So I think I've tried to do this before, but I don't think I've done it on the Struds On, so I'm going to try to explain it. Because earlier I talked about how heavy a shot, what a heavy shot feels like. And, you know, and I have a gentleman talking about, he must be a physicist, or maybe he coaches, or not coaches, he teaches physics at school, which I love. My physics teacher was Mr. Guerrero. And I understand, you know, mass and speed and weight and velocity and all that stuff. I understand what's saying. But when a player would say he has a really heavy shot, what that means is if player A and player B both shoot the puck at the same speed, but the sound it makes when it hits the goalie's pads and or a player's arm or foot is just a lot different than what player B would do. And there is such a thing. When you ask goalies about it, they'll say, "Phew, that guy's got a really heavy shot." Now, I understand that, you know, a puck can only arrive, you know, if they're both going the same speed, they arrive at the same type of force when they hit the goalie's pads. But if you had them standing side by side and shooting, you would hear an audibly different sound off the goalie's pads. At least that's what I experienced, and many other players I experienced. Now, we're not physicists. And, you know, I understand, I also don't teach physics at school, but there is that feeling. And you know, it is incredible to have that. And I get it. You know, if you say that what I'm saying is not possible, I understand. I hear what you're saying, but there is an accepted belief amongst players that this is what it has, a heavy shot as compared to a shot that maybe doesn't have that same heaviness. Alex Kovalev, that was another guy that had a really, really heavy shot. And when it hit, it would just explode and hit the pads just heavy like a bomb. Sheldon Surrey, boom, like a bomb. Curtis Joseph, not the goalie, right? Chris Foster had a really fast shot, but it didn't hit with the same impact as others did. So I'm not sure to tell you. I'm not saying that the law of physics stopped to exist on the ice rink. I'm not here to debate what Sir Isaac Newton said. I can only say from experience what I've seen, felt, smelt, and dealt with on the ice. And that's, so I'm trying to explain what a heavy shot feels like, Greggs. I'm not sure if you've ever seen it or felt it or smelt it, because you can smell it. Like, sometimes you can smell the burning rubber when it goes by your head, and that's not really fun either.
Well, Struds, I think you're putting in place the practical and theoretical is not always the same, right? Things in theory will say the one thing, but then in practicality, it's not that way. And I've spoke to many goaltenders about. I've talked to guys who block shots, and like they were petrified of a Sheldon Surrey shot. Oh. And I remember, you know, people are like, "Oh, Curtis Foster, right? Hard shot," and they're like, "Yeah, I block his shot all day long." Right? It's I don't know how, because the puck obviously weighs the same from everybody, but there seemed to be more force behind a Surrey shot. Like, you saw guys, like, how many times did a Foster block shot where you saw the guy go down, like literally he got shot with a bullet? Not nearly as often as Surrey. Like, guys were like, Surrey broke bones. I don't know the proper way to describe it, but I do believe the theory and practicality sometimes don't always match. It happens in many situations, right? And I would look at, I understand what you're saying. There's certain guys that just, you know, you see the puck come off somebody's stick quicker than someone else, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. How do you explain that? Like, they got a quicker release, sure, but the puck just, it bounces off some, it comes off some guy's stick, especially in snapshots. Right? Same way. It just comes off quicker. It might be the same velocity, but it comes off quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Listen, I again, and a lot of texts are coming to 10, 12, 16, and I appreciate it. There's a lot of people who have studied this, and I understand what you're saying. But until you've been on the ice and sensed it and seen it and been a part of it, it's just accepted facts amongst hockey players and those that follow the game quite closely. So, you know, some people are suggesting maybe it's a spin rate. Yeah, might be. I'm not sure. But and I feel like I'm beating up on Curtis Foster. That's not what the intention of this, but just as an example. Absolute bullet, but nothing you're afraid of, whereas some of these other guys had just absolute bombs. And, you know, and then obviously when you start shooting at a Chara level or McInnes or Weber or, you know, guys that have really hard shots, it's just a different feeling.
No, spin rotation makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, I couldn't study that. But, you know, when you talk to goalies and they said, you know, if a shot was whistled by their ear, they could smell the rubber going by. I mean, not everyone's producing that same feeling. Now, it could be fair that, you know, would it be the same if they both have the same speed? Maybe, I'm not sure. But I can only tell you what I've experienced, right? I'm not challenging Sir Isaac Newton to a duel at
Bay Break. And the other difference
tomorrow.
Is, Struds, the other difference is could be, so if at the point of when you're getting hit, right? Like if you block a shot from Curtis Foster from 30 feet and you block a shot from Sheldon Surrey at 30 feet, are they accelerating the exact same speed before it hits you? Right? Like maybe the heavier one comes off quicker, right? We see guys in the 100-meter dash. They finish with an exact same time. One guy's quicker off the start. One guy's faster down the stretch. All right? It's got to be no different with shots. So I wonder about the early velocity and how that potentially at a certain time, right? Like Al McInnes, like it just seemed like the puck was so fast instantly, right? Al, I afraid you. Like there's certain guys, there's other guys who have hard shots, but they were never, they didn't seem to just take guys out. Like Sheldon Surrey, like I've seen guys go down and like just that would take a player down very different than other shots from guys who are in that same, you know, like is a 99 to 100 miles an hour that massively different? Well, it seemed to be when it was Surrey, right? Just sometimes you got to look at the results of the carnage from Surrey shots.
So Sheldon Surrey, we used to kill penalties. You know, obviously, I'm part of the meat wagon. So you go out there and kill penalties, right? 5-on-4. And I just hated it. I was like, God. You know, I don't mind blocking shots in games, but again, practice. Like, I'll stand there, but I'm not enjoying it because you're going to get hit. So I remember when the first practice I had with him, and we were doing power play, and he sends a missile right by my leg. I'm like, God, and I give him the dirtiest look. Like, I was just like, hey, man, like, I'm pissed. He's like, Struddy, I promise you I'll never hit you. I'm like, you promise? He's like, yep. No problem. I stood in front of his shot. He never hit me once. Like, that's how accurate he was. And, you know, I think a lot of people think he was pretty wild. He was very accurate with the shot.
In games.
I'm the testimony. Like, I can stand here and preach. He never hit me once in practicing 5-on-4. Then we go to Nathan Dempsey. Talk about a wild shot. Hit me in the chops from, like, 10 feet away. but you know what I mean? Like, so there, you know, he had a very accurate shot. But I give him credit. I gave him a chance, and he didn't screw me over.
Well, you know how you said, like, in practice when he knew? But I remember talking to Sheldon about it. And he even said in game sometimes, like, hey, you don't have the time. Like, he's in practice with you. There's no one pressuring him. He can shoot exactly where he wants. He's in a game. He's like, I got to get off as quick as I can. He's still accurate, but sometimes he even said there is times he just put his head down sometimes and he shot it. And you know what? God love it. Like, he never wanted to hit a teammate, but obviously that happened from time to time.
It did. And you know what? In a game, man, it's a lot different, right? Like, in a game that's kind of like accepted, you know, it's just risk. There's risk in front of the net. I remember standing in front of Kovalchuk when he was in Atlanta. And God, I was the right defenseman, and he'd set up where Ovi was. I don't think he had any idea where his puck was going. I think his hope was to hit the same end that he was in on a one-timer. I was so scared. I'd be standing there, please God, don't hit me. Like, and it would be all over the place above that. And I know he scored. Like, he scored his fair share. But at least Ovi, I was like somewhat confident that he was hitting at least a 4x6, right? But Kovalchuk, especially when he was young, I was so worried he was going to hit me in the face. Like, that was my biggest concern. I'd get hit in the
100%.
Face by that guy.
Yeah, I'm sure you.
Oh, just right? Sick feeling. Sick feeling, Greg. It's awful.
Did you ever take one in the chin? In the chicklets? Other than from Nathan Dempsey?
No, that it was
because
a miracle,
I was in practice.
And that was in more. Yeah, God, Nathan Dempsey. I know you're listening. I still you owe me a dinner. At least buy me dinner. But when you know, like it's because you know, if you're gonna commit, like Russell's one of the best guys ever. When he was gonna do a block shot, he would move into it, right? And he'd be asserting himself. When you back off, that's when it gets hurt. Because you got to remember, if you move towards a puck or out on a puck, it can't get up quite as, it's, you know, it doesn't have as far to travel up. So you try to move out rather than moving out, moving back. Doesn't mean it's not going to hurt you. I mean, Russell, think about the, like, how many block shots he had, like thousands?
Over 2,000.
Yeah, you think about that. And, you know, he got nicked up, but not like some guys that just, you know, accidentally get in the way of a shot and a broken finger, right? It's a bit, it is a skill. It is bravery, number one, but skill, number two.